na 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 Fancy Nancy, you got it all.
I got it all. I love that song. Somebody sent that to me. I don't, gotta look up who did it, but it's a lot of fun. Anyway, thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. I see already Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is in the switchboard listening via her phone, which you can also do if you like. And you just call in and don't click on anything else, and you should be able to hear. You can also go to the chat room on Blog Talk Radio and sign in if you're not already a member, and then you could just click on and join the chat, and won't that be fun? Well, it's snowing in New York, and we're expecting high winds and things like that, so that should be fun. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. I've got to find my emails to see what you're having. I believe this week will be Oscars with film critics Mac Bates and Jeff Roberts predicting the winners. You want to tune into that? Blog Talk Radio Tuesday at 4 p.m. coming at you. All right. Trying to think how we're starting the day today. I don't know. Something different? Something I don't know. Let's see. All right. We got a couple of choices here. Oh, you never go wrong with Tom Caruso.
That was Madame Tonga and her magic underwear. And now, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, before you cast your final vote, we have a surprise audition. He just came in from the rain. He is very nervous. Please welcome number 22, s'il vous plaît.
am livid and I mean it. Anybody would have seen it seething beneath my smile. As I modulate the key now, it's like saying hell or damn. Though my rage at you is massive, I'm as passive as a lamb. I can boss a bossanova, but in relationships I am in a world.
Tom Carosa, his CDs are available on CD Baby. I was thinking we need an old-fashioned comedy time. Betty Jo will like this. Burns and Allen, love them. They used to make these short films, and which would be part music and part comedy.
That's them.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but
it's...
I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. Yeah. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday. In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
What's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, I'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes,
it's
all
lovely.
Right.
Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fun.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judge, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have it.
All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters. What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. You had another brain, you'd have one.
George.
You have brains. Yes. And I, you know, I just happen to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play
it? Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fellow with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
What?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fellow with the largest head.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
Was I wrong
lovely.
Again?
You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives? More milk than a cow, two cows. That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, I'm
You are plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane. The parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me? Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
And if things went wrong and skies above are gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, 'cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I'd mend your hose and fix your clothes. That's what I do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, cafilled to fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And Mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da. You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that. Oh, doodle-a-dum. You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. Da-da-doo-da-dum-da-da-da-doo. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone. No. With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean, oh. What do we do?
Well, let's see. I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yeah. It'll
probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on, get out of here. Go on home.
And now a little Bria Skonberg with Chilliwack Cheer. Here we go. And the one and the two. Thank you.
chili, chili.
Whack, whack.
Chili, chili, chili.
Whack, whack.
All night long.
Whack, whack.
Chili, chili, chili.
Whack, whack.
Chili, chili, chili.
Whack, whack.
Chili, chili, chili.
Sconberg. Chili Whack is actually a place in Canada where she was raised, so check her out. Her CDs are available, as are mine, on CD Baby. Love her, very entertaining and sweet person. All right, let's keep the show going. Remember, Betty Jo Tucker Movie at Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. All righty, what have we got going on here? Checking it out, checking it out. And also, Women of a Certain Age, Carol Montgomery. Check it out on Facebook. I think the next show is May 7th. Carol Montgomery, Women of a Certain Age. So you want to check that out. Oh, who is little Camille Harris?
Oh, I want to be your friend. Because you're a baby on the subway. And I love you. And I wish the commute would never end. Because you're a baby. And I love you. Oh, your mom may think it's odd that all these strangers in this car keep staring at you. But your cuteness overflows from your baby fingers to your baby soul. You're a miracle.
Funny song. That's Camille Harris. You could check her out. Very, very funny. All righty. We're winding down a little bit. Last 6 minutes of the show. Hope you're enjoying What's the Buzz and Why. Okay. Let's check it out. I'm looking for something that will fit into the numerical time frame that I have left. And it's a little tricky, but I'm checking it out here. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? Oh, I don't know what this is, but let's play it.
What can I say about this woman? She's been our friend for years, and she's our friend because she is a wonderful person, and she is damn funny. And best of all, on some nights, she lives across the street. Now, don't misunderstand me. She lives across the street all the time. But on some nights, we say, hey, Nancy, you home? Want to come over and play? And she says, yeah, and we are happier for it. Plus, this is the middle of not only her birthday month, It was her birthday week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, right?
Woo! Yep.
I please say hello to our very dear friend and very funny, Nancy Lombardo.
Up on me. They usually do Iron Man because I inspire that in them. And hi to my friend Rudy, who came all the way from wherever it is he comes from. Yeah, there he goes. Thank you, Rudy, for coming. It's great. And you guys, the band is great back here. I'm so glad they stayed awake for the rest of the show. And it's a nice time here. I like this guy's got a good look going on. It's a good look. And you guys are very good, too. You're very good. And you know what? Nothing for a comedian like competing with the noise outside. So basically, like being in your own head at the whole time. And people sitting back here came back. Are you guys musicians back there? No? Yeah, that's right, you. The room is so small. I can only point this far, sir.
The light is on your finger. I can't really see.
The light is on my finger. I'm home. Yeah, okay. Where are you from, sir?
France.
Oh, you're from France?
Yeah.
I love France. You know, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French. I could eat you up with an escargot, of course, but I won't. Oh. My name is Piaf, right, Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their meatballs. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. We're French. The French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Good meeting again, joke again. Never wanted you. What is she to look at? I can't. I'm crazy. I'm sorry, sir. I do love the French.
German.
That was German? Edith Piaf is German? Did she go over to the other side? That was a song she did, an angel, yeah, Blue Angel, yes, you're right. It's okay, keep drinking. All the movies will blend into one. And I will be brilliant in your minds. I will just, she's so kind. That, oh, thank you. Yes, I try to be brilliant. It's what we do in New York. Because we have to be brilliant just across the street. Okay? It's coming. I got this. One truck's coming. This way a car's coming. I can make this. I don't need the bloody hand-walking van signal to do it. I can do this. Whoosh! We live on the edge in New York. We do. You ever walk through New York? If anybody else from another planet came here, they would go, this is a scary land. We've got things like building up, falling, crashing, blowing up. You know a New Yorker? A New Yorker, somebody walks down the street and hears, that's a New Yorker. Anywhere else we would think somebody died and got shot. Not New York. We're brave here. We don't care. Nothing. You're a real New Yorker. Nothing bothers you. I love New Yorkers because, well, for one thing, I don't know about you people. Anybody from New York live in the city? No? Okay. Bear with me. I don't know.
Oh, that was a quick ending there. Well, we're running out of time now as the show winds down. Oh, we're down to the last minute. Thank you for tuning in to What's the Buzz and Why. Oh, New York is, however you want to say it, it's fun, right? Okay, 20 seconds left. My CDs are available on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. And tonight you can watch the Nancy Lombardo show on 3 channels in Manhattan. Just check it out on my Facebook page. Or worldwide on the internet, www.mnn.org lifestyle channel. Thank you for tuning in. Big kiss. Bye-bye.